I'd like to address something I think will be of interest to many of you, and it often comes up. Usually I end up addressing this one-on-one, but I figure once in a while we could discuss it all together here as a group and hopefully answer some questions that I imagine bother many young men. Start with the Rambam. The Rambam says, Derech briyaso shel adam lios nimshach b'deyosav v'maysav achareya v'chaverav. It's the derech, it's the way of a man by his nature to be pulled, to be drawn b'deyosav in his midos, v'maysav, and his actions achareya v'chaverav, after his friends. It is the nature of a person to be affected, to be impacted by his surroundings. His mideos of his midos, of a mice of his actions, will change based on the friends he associates with. Okay, how did Klal Yisrael survive Mitzrayim? Here, in this week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, coming to save Klal Yisrael. How did they make it? The ultimate schmutz filled, degenerate filled land in the world, and Klal Yisrael is living there, and they're zocha to leave. They survived. Chazal say that the way they survived, the schus for which they were taken out of Mitzrayim, was shaloshinu shemam l'shonam l'vusham. They didn't change shaloshinu. They didn't change their names, their language, the way they talked, and their clothing. That's what saved them. That's what matters. Externalities, these superficial things, how they talk, how they dress. Could there be anything more superficial, unimportant, something that relates less to you yourself than your clothing? It's not you. It's what you're wearing. Who cares what you're wearing? But they understood. Klal Yisrael knew that we're not only impacted by our surroundings, by the people around us, but we're also impacted, as the Chinuch says, and many people say, that ha'adam nifol kefi pulosa, a person is impacted by his own actions. Or to put it in the vernacular, fake it until you make it. Even if you're not feeling something, when you act a certain way, it brings out, it molds, it solidifies your feelings. They knew that by doing these things, acting like Yidden, dressing like Yidden, talking like Yidden, even though they have the negative influences around them, that would preserve them, and it did. That's what preserved them, by doing these superficial, unimportant things, dressing a certain way. Who cares? I want to dress like a guy. Why does it matter? Let me dress like a guy. What makes a difference? Klal Yisrael knew that when you're in Gullus in particular, that's when it matters most to combat the influences that would otherwise draw you away from a Torahic way of life, to, yes, latch on to superficialities, to externalities, to things that seem so unimportant, in order to keep you strong. Occasionally, I hear a boy say, I can't say I want to learn, but I want to learn. I wish I wanted to learn. Well, here's what you do. Here's the trick. You fake it. You sit down in the Beis Medrash and you lean over your Gemara as if you're fully into it, even though you're not feeling it. You shuckle a little, sing a little, and you, faker! Yes! Adam nifol kefi pulosav. It impacts you by acting it out and pushing yourself, and you do it for a little while, and then you do it for a little while more, and you do it for another day and another day. You will mold your feelings, your emotions. And then you will want to. If you really want to, then just do it. And eventually, it's not easy, because right now you don't want to. I'm not saying it's easy. But that is the trick. It's true give you lots of examples. It's true that these external things, the way you dress, affect you. I know personally, you know, they say dress for success. I know if I have an important meeting or presentation to make and I'm not feeling so confident about it, right before the meeting, I'll run out, buy a new tie, buy a new shirt, something to make me feel more into it, more ready. I've done this many times. For me, it works. I'm telling you, it works. It gives me the confidence. I walk in there feeling more ready to conquer the world, do what I need to do. So people ask, why is it? Why do Bnei Torah, why do Yeshiva Bachrim have a uniform? Why does it matter? It's so silly. It doesn't make a difference. Who cares? Yes. Klal Yisrael, Chazal are teaching us what we wear matters. It reminds us who we are. It reminds us what we're a part of. Don't say, who cares? It's just clothing. Who cares what I'm wearing? It matters. It was in the schus of their clothing, of making sure that they kept that reminder of who they are and what they're a part of, that they made it through Mitzrayim. I saw a bunch of very interesting studies that demonstrate that clothing actually matters. I think you'll find this very interesting. I certainly did. There was one study in 2015 from researchers out of Columbia and California State University. They gave cognitive tests, like IQ tests, tests of how, of your thinking, to a couple groups of 50 students each. They had each student bring one set of casual clothing, more comfortable clothing, and one set of formal clothing. They told them, like, clothing you'd wear to a job interview. And they randomly asked each student to change into one. I read through the study. They mentioned that each time they did this, there were so many students who didn't follow instructions and showed up without the clothing. I was so surprised that students would show up all not prepared, but yeah, somehow it happened there too. But most of them did, and they did their test. The ones wearing, who switched into their formal clothing, scored significantly higher on the tests for abstract thinking, testing their ability to understand concepts, the kind of thing we do a lot of when we're learning Gemara. They scored higher because they were wearing nicer clothing. They felt better about themselves. They viewed themselves differently. In 2014, researchers from Yale University, University of California, they had people come in, and they had some of them change into more formal clothing, suit and tie, dress clothing, and some of them change into less formal clothing, sweatpants, sweatshirts, t-shirts. And then they mixed them up and assigned them to groups of twos, and they played a game together where they had to negotiate something. They had to negotiate some deal, and haggling, negotiating, they kept, at the end they checked, how did each negotiation go? The people who changed into the more formal dress clothing, yeshiva bacher type clothing, they were able to negotiate better terms. They got a better deal. They sealed a deal with better, they made more money. Whatever it was they were trying to do, they did better than the people who were not wearing formal clothing. Researchers from Northwestern University gave detailed tasks, small detailed tasks, to a group of people who were given a doctor's coat, a white doctor's coat. Some were told it was a doctor's coat. Those people made fewer mistakes in the little detailed tasks they were given than the ones who were told, here's a smock for you to wear while you're doing this test. The ones who were told it was a smock made significantly more mistakes than the ones who felt chashuv dressed in their doctor's lab coat. Is that crazy? And there's many more of such studies. There's the Torah taught it to us, Chazal taught it to us, Klal Yisrael knew it, and many scientific studies now have demonstrated, yes, what we wear definitely, absolutely does impact us. So when you hear somebody say, who cares what you're wearing? Who cares about wearing a yeshiva bachur uniform? They don't know the data that backs what we're doing. Now, it could be I'm just so used to this and familiar with the importance of people wearing uniforms. As you know, I used to run this from Boy Scout camp. And I could tell you that I would watch these boys, young men, lining up for flag raising, for flag lowering, and you felt the power of everyone standing together, and they're all looking sharp in their uniforms together. But when there were a couple guys, this guy, the shirt untucked, this guy not really wearing the pants, that guy, they're wearing those different pants, they're wearing a different shirt, they're, oh, he sort of had half a uniform, he has half a uniform, it totally killed it. You did not feel the power of here's a group together. Some people say, well, I'm embarrassed. Have you ever seen a member of the military in the airport walking down the street, walking perfectly straight, head held high, wearing his uniform? There are plenty of people, ungrateful, despicable people, who don't appreciate the sacrifice that these people, that our military does, is willing to do for on behalf of us. They don't walk around saying, well, some people might look at me funny. They look very tall and proud when they're walking around in their uniform. Why? Because they know that that uniform and that flag on their shoulder, that what they're wearing represents that they are part of this incredible, powerful brotherhood, a group of people who are committed all to the same values and are ready to fight and die for those values. And they are connected to a legacy of generations of people who have fought and died for those same great values. They stand proud. They know what they represent. I have news for you. When you dress like a yeshiva bacher, you are representing a group of people who have lived for many more generations, representing values far higher, far loftier, far more important than any values out there. And you're showing that you stand as part of this brotherhood, this elite club, that many, many more people over many, many more years have fought and died to defend. There should not be one iota of embarrassment when we walk out as yeshiva bacharim, people who uniquely stand for the Torah, for Torah learning, for Torah observance in a way that is virtually impossible to find anywhere else. When we walk out as yeshiva bacharim, dressed like yeshiva bacharim, it should make us stand with our shoulders back, head held high, proud of what we stand for, reminding us who we are, what we're a part of, what our mission is, and how we should be living our lives. So, yes, how we walk, how we talk, it matters a great deal.